So I think I may have read this one at Naropa before in the past few years. It seems likely because there's a connection with Robert Duncan, who was mentioned before, that wonderful commentary. This was a poem I wrote in grief when the day after Robert died. He died at that great gay number of 69, and a number he would have loved to have been if he had to die before he was 80. He made plans well into his 80s. So I wrote this one. It's a very personal to me poem, but because twice in my life Robert saved my life, very literally, physically saved my life. So I read this as an act of gratitude to him. Robert, when you entered the Bardo on the west bank of the river, just across the water from Oakland, up Russian Hill, where the round portal of the Japanese sun opened iris to receive you, coming forth by day, you saw Lama Chenrezig in his mercy, the glint of his crystal rosary winking you towards the light, the necessary, the light, the necessary, the light, the overwhelming, the light, the light. You walked in as you used to walk into Moe's, your eyes, it's a record. You walked in as you used to walk into Moe's, your eyes going everywhere at once, that greed for information we mean by culture, looking for a real sleeper among the trash LPs, wallpaper baroque, and nameless performances of the familiar. Suddenly, an old Lipati of the waltzes, or a Petri, scuffed like shoe leather, but with a hammer clavier somewhere underneath the noise. The way you walked in, glad of owning the world, your tweed Inverness sweeping up the aisle, blessing the Messiaen and the Scalcottis you'd found, held in the hand that held also your sacred schoolboy notebook in which the Parker 51 had testified, scribe, to all the insinuations of this lucid day. Into the Bardo you walked, and Lama Chenrezig stood before you as an instance of unselfing, and that pencil point of light that writes us away. His smile, you thought a rhapsody, you thought he was Brahms, you thought his rosary was in the hands of Dante, impersonating St. Dominic on a chilly beach near Ravenna, where all the elderly infatuates of the law had once presided, once decided. You saw Joachim of the flowers, you saw our Frederick, saw Ezra complaining to St. Olga, saw Leopardi watch the sainted bisexual moon fall like a wounded dove from heaven into his Adriatic. You thought the water lapped his feet, or else the lips of roses nestled the worm of love, the thorn of karma that ended their lives, Rilke, Scriabin. Thought it was Jack Spicer, insolent as the Stefan Georga circle, who stood before you testing even your dedication to the inscription of possibility beyond all likelihood, made into beauty, quick enough to fool a bumpkin's eye at the state fair of the heart. You thought it was the blessed Jesuit Robert Southall, whose praises you made a mouth for, who stood before you when the burning baby was in his arms and hands, and he was not burnt. For that ardor is all kindling and never ruin, except the ruin of our adolescent differences that burn into the lipid flame and that in turn into the light alone, the necessary, the light. And you saw blazing in Chenrezig's hands, palms joined around the glow, the fiery jewels of mind in which our only refuge is, and this fire also you took to be the heart of a man, beloved, who stood arms akimbo in the offing, lover, waiting for you in the wicked clubs of the gaiety where love is served, stretched sinews of the ordinary light. Also love, speaking body, speaking mind, this language stands before you, white now, white while, beyond the intelligence of chance, you yield, and into it, the life you gave me also pour.